As Hashem continues, Shmir Salashin, Perek Gimel, a new Perek in Shin of 137. Yuvaya by Eitzais Achiros in Shmir Salashin. We'll discuss other suggestions the Chafetz Chaim has for us in regards to Shmir Salashin. Vimhu Ish Shieshloi Atzvus Beteva. What happens if the person who naturally he's inclined to feeling sad? A person has a natural tendency of sadness. And he is concerned that if he focuses too much on silence, it's going to be a problem. It's not going to be beneficial for him. Because this person feels this is a matter of an emotional, medicinal method for me to speak about things. And we've been learning, speaking too much is not healthy. But this person, he specifically has a tendency of sadness, and he needs to speak. So you know what he has to do? This is the Eitzah. This person has to train himself, no matter what, not to speak about other people. That's what we have to stay away from. Not to speak about other people. It's extremely important that we have to train ourselves not to speak about other people, because before you know it, one thing leads to the next thing, and then eventually it comes to Lashon Hara.
Even if you're speaking well about someone?
Well, so the Chafetz Chaim says, if you speak positively about somebody, amongst someone who in front of a present, somebody who might not like him, from the praise comes to a disparaging topic. I remember myself, I'll just tell you, I said one small little positive praise. I didn't realize. Yes, Chazal say it, I should have realized. And someone else had to like say something negative. I'm thinking, whoa, stop. What's going on here? I put on the brakes. If it's a certain place and certain situation that there is room for praise, I thought I was amongst that type of situation in the first place. But that's what Chazal tell us. Then he says, aside from the situation, from a person who is a koifer, who has taken himself out of the group of Klal Yisrael, the deniers of Hashem, Rachman al-Islan, and those who attack the words of Chazal, Sh'oyse mitzvah l'ganais, because those people, those categories of people, there's a mitzvah to denigrate and demean. Before one would do that, he has to make sure, like anything in life, he knows what he's doing. Because we don't want to denigrate someone and demean someone, only to find that afterwards, I made a mistake. That was the wrong person. Or, I shouldn't have done that. Now, sometimes it might be because of a pressing situation that you might have to speak about another person. Try to be as concise as possible. And don't speak more than is necessary. Absolutely necessary. That a person should not come to Isser. He says, this I heard, this from the great Rav Fol Hamburg. You hear this now? 4 years before he left this world, before he passed away, he retired from being the Rav, where he was in Hamburg. And when people would come to visit him, now this might be something that we can't relate to, but just realize the level of this great tzaddik. When people came to visit him, he said, listen, thank you so much for coming. It's so nice to see you. If you could do me a favor, please, let's not talk about any people. Imagine that. He greeted you, he welcomed you, But he said, let's have a conversation about anything besides other people. Okay, Shemati. Al Godul Ador Acher Shohizor Mu'ichla Yishra Yishoma Apiv Shum Shem Ish. Chavetz Chaim says, I heard about a certain Godul Ador. Now it's interesting. I always wonder, why didn't he say the name? Why didn't he say the name? When I'm about to say, I know I'm on the recorder, I could be totally wrong. And I might be. Sometimes I think he's talking about himself. Because he knew he was a Godul Ador. But he doesn't say, I'm like, why not say the name? Right? We'd be able to relate to it better. So what does he say? Shemati, I heard about Godul Ador, about one of the leaders of the generation. Shayazor Ma'oid, he was very careful. Shulay Shoma al Piv Shum Shem Ish, that no other person's name should come out to be mentioned from his mouth. Vahakomi Tam Haniskar Le'el, everything for the same reason. Because when you come to speak about people, it can bring to Lashon Hara. In fact, there's a story with the Chavetz Chaim himself. This is a story they say over in the Chavetz Chaim, and he was on a train ride. And he was on a train, and he was sitting in the seats with people who were not involved with Limud HaTorah. So he's not, can't talk to them. So what did you learn at First Seder today? They don't go to First Seder. So you know what he did? He led a conversation. He started the conversation. And he spoke about horses. Horses. You know, this is a perfect example where sports has a good place in the world. He talked to them. You say, you know, what a disappointment those Yankees are this season. And then the other one says, yeah, and the Mets also. Ah, but the Phillies, okay, they're coming back. Total nonsense. You talk about total nonsense, but you know what? This nonsense has a place to protect from speaking Lashon Hara. You hear what's going on? This is an eitzah we can use, that if you're amongst people who you can't have conversations with them and learning, it's not going to go, which is not going to go. So be proactive and have this conversation about something which is totally parif. Now be careful, because sometimes people might get very, very tight about their sports issues. But generally speaking, well, players are not an issue of Lashon Hara. That's not an issue of Lashon Hara. But this is an eitzah of the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, let's train ourselves not to speak about other people.